This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Yet another Chris Christie appointee has resigned amid the spreading investigations of Bridgegate and the chairman's flight. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announced the resignation of Transportation Commissioner Jamie Foxx yesterday evening, calling it an expected transition. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz joins us now to explain what has become a common occurrence during the Christie administration, the 5 p.m. Friday news dump. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, David.
So, Matt, tell us about Jamie Foxx's bad week.
On Monday, we profiled Jamie Foxx, this powerful but largely unknown New Jersey political figure, and we showed that he's linked to those two major scandals surrounding Christie, Bridgegate and the chairman's flight. Also this week, the Associated Press reported that Foxx hadn't recused himself from discussions involving United Airlines, even though Foxx went directly from his job as a lobbyist for United to his new role as a transportation commissioner. And on Wednesday, our colleague Andrea Bernstein reported that records involving meetings with Foxx while he was lobbying for United had been hidden. All this led up to Friday, when Foxx was MIA from a press conference the governor was having about the hurricane. Other officials were there, other cabinet members were there. So I asked Christie if Foxx was still in good standing with the administration, given the controversies.
Yeah, no reason why he wouldn't be. I think I just answered the question. Next.
He said, of course he is. Why wouldn't he be? And he refused any follow-up questions. He just said that Foxx was involved in all the conference calls that he was having and all the storm prep that was necessary for such a figure. But 4 hours later, at 5:03 p.m., Christie announced via a press release that Foxx was resigning as part of some sort of planned departure. The press release didn't even include any sort of positive boilerplate quote from the governor thanking Foxx for his service.
Wow, and 5:03 p.m. Okay, well, let's start with the chairman's flight. What did Foxx have to do with that?
He was a lobbyist for United in 2011 and was present at this Manhattan dinner when a possible bribe was reportedly first proposed. The deal was this. The former chairman of the Port Authority, David Sampson, was said to have asked United for a direct flight route to his vacation home in Columbia, South Carolina. United had business before the Port Authority, which owns Newark Airport, including an effort to lower tens of millions of dollars worth of flight fees. Sampson, by the way, is also a mutual friend of both Christie's and Foxx's. So this so-called chairman's flight deal is now under federal investigation. Foxx's communications have been subpoenaed. And now of the seven people who were at that Manhattan dinner, six, including Sampson, including the CEO of United, and now including Foxx, are all out of a job.
All right, so that's the chairman's flight. Earlier this week, you reported that Foxx tried to stop the legislature, the New Jersey legislature, from investigating Bridgegate. Why would he do that?
That's a good question. We did some reporting on this, and we couldn't exactly figure out the motivation, but he's a Democrat, and he wasn't working for Christie at the time, so we don't know why. Sources have told us that he was discouraging the Bridgegate investigation. The United deal and Bridgegate are linked in indirect ways. Bridgegate blew the lid off the Port Authority, which is how we learned so much of the rest of this. Both alleged scandals involved the advancement of Christie's political career. Obviously, Bridgegate was allegedly about campaign endorsements. And with the chairman's flight, United donated to Christie's campaign and pledged to create new flights to Atlantic City, which was an important political project for Christie. So they both involved the Port Authority being used by top Christie appointees for what seems like political purposes.
And those documents our colleague Andrea Bernstein found show the agency at one point released calendars for Bill Baroni and David Sampson with four key meetings with United officials deleted or redacted, meetings that have since been made public.
This has led to a bunch of finger pointing. The Port Authority says Bill Baroni, who was the appointee at the Port Authority, who has since been indicted over Bridgegate, tried to hide the meetings. Baroni's attorney says that's absolutely not true. Either way, it contributes to the growing questions about possible wrongdoing by government officials, but not only that, but also an attempt by someone to cover their tracks here.
Maybe Joaquin, not as big a deal as we were expecting, but it sounds like a hurricane of a very different sort hit the Christie campaign this week.
It's not the hurricane they were expecting, for sure. At the hurricane press conference on Friday, Christie by the way, was not wearing the blue fleece that he made famous during Superstorm Sandy.
The real fleece is in my closet and only will be broken out in case of real emergency.
And then he added, perhaps prophetically, natural emergencies, not political ones. It seems that, though, by announcing Fox's resignation hours later on a Friday evening, Christie was hoping to avoid any such political emergency.
New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, David.
This is Weekend Edition on WNYC.